Amen. We're going to have our missions march. Amen. See all the kids in the back? Woo! Look at that. Amen. Man. It just reminds me of that prophecy that was given to Pastor when he went down. This was before we were in this building. He went down to Virginia. His pastor or one of his elders said, "We've got a man that's going to be evangelizing here, and there's a meeting here. Wants you to come down." And here he comes back in. And out of all the ministers on the platform, the preacher turned around and pointed to Pastor and said, "God has given you a church." Mm-hmm. And we didn't even have this building here. We were sitting in a storefront. And so then after we got into this church, I thought about that, and I said, wait a second. The church is not the building, it's the people. Look at the church. Look at the church back there. That's the church back there. There's leaders, teachers, Sunday school teachers, and ministers, everything under the sun that God uses in his kingdom is standing right there in the back. Praise the Lord. Would you see it with me? All right, praise the Lord. We're going to sing this again. And as they march, see, this is great, Pastor. The bigger that crowd grows back there, the more we'll have to give to missions, just because every kid gets a dollar at least coming up, right? Some of them 5 and 10, right? Praise the Lord. Invite some more missionaries, Pastor. We need to give more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and march, kids, and go to the Sunday school classes. Hallelujah. Oh, victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold to his hand, let the Lord fight my battle. Oh, victory, victory shall be mine. Oh, joy, joy shall be mine. Joy, joy shall be mine. If I hold the Lord fight my battle. If I hold to his hand, let the Lord fight my battle. If I hold to his hand, let the Lord fight my battle. Oh, joy, joy shall be
mine. Amen. It's awesome stuff. Yes. Luke chapter 11 is where I'd like to turn your attention, reading there from verse number 5. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've got a very simple thought to convey today. Amen. And at the end of the topic, at the end of the preaching, I pray that everybody will get what you want from God. Amen. I don't know, there is like up and down the backside of my spine right now, I'm tingling.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Right now, I'm telling you, God's got something for you today.
Amen.
Amen. This is, and it's so simple. It's hard for me to even try to convey it. I can't, with earthly words, say what I'm feeling in my spirit. But I tell you, God is good. Amen. Luke chapter 11, verse number 5, beginning to read there. It says, "And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and shall say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Verse 8, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth." I think there's people here today. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's people here today that need something from God. Amen. I raise my hand. God, I need your help. Amen. This is the simple topic I want to speak on. Hope. Say that with me. Hope. Lord, I love you. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, Lord, your will, God, be conveyed, Lord, to your people. And Lord, let your word, Lord, be manifested. Lord, just help it and make it and have it, Lord, to come to pass today in this house. Lord, let your will, God, be accomplished here. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Lord, we even ask it right now in the precious name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. Lord, in your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Luke 11 is commonly understood to be a discourse, and it is, on the power of prayer. I don't want to downplay it. I'm not trying to say it to be lesser. In fact, it is powerful. There is power in prayer. Prayer is powerful. You know scriptures on it. You ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and ye shall find. You know these things. This is not new. Our church, this church, you and I are embarking on a journey. We've just begun. It's only the 15th. It's the middle of the first month of a new year. We're still in the beginning of what God is yet to do this year. And I have high expectation for what God will bring about in His house, in His people, in the church. We are embarking on that journey. And the journey, yes, it includes prayer. Yes, it includes discipleship and holiness and ministry. But as I've already said, this journey will include a personal growth. Amen. In every single individual. Every child is going to learn more about Jesus. Every adult, every mom and dad will know how to walk before Him rightly. I pray that even the ministries, the ministers, and the pastor, myself in this church, will grow in Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody needs to know the Jesus that I know. Amen. And that God will have His way in my church family. Amen. It's God's will. Praise the Lord. Back to the parable that I started with. It starts out and two friends are there in Luke 11. Now, it confirms that they're friends. And friends help friends. Friends do things for friends. I have friends that I've done things for because they were my friend. Here we are in this example. One had an unexpected guests arrive at their house. Now, in that day, they didn't have texting or email. They probably didn't even get a letter. It probably truly was a surprise that these people showed up at their door. And guess what? They arrived at midnight. Whew, late at night, unexpectedly, they just arrive at your door. His neighbor is also his friend. And that neighbor, his friend, is already asleep. The one with the unexpected company, he doesn't have any bread. He didn't go out and go to the store ahead of time. He didn't make preparations. He didn't know they were coming. They were not prepared for the guests. What am I going to do? He awakens and he goes to his good friend that lives next door, his neighbor, and he asks his neighbor, his good friend, for some bread. The neighbor doesn't want to be bothered. Go away. I'm in bed. My children are asleep. I can't do it right now. Go away. But, get this, I think this is neat here in Scripture. But because of his importunity. That's kind of a strange word. I don't think very many people use that word in their everyday vernacular. They don't use it in speech commonly today. Importunity, if you look it up, troublesomely urgent or persistent in requesting. Doesn't that sound? Pressingly entreating. If anything else, he was persistent. What brings to mind is my mom sitting about in the third row from the back on the left-hand side, about in the middle of the pew, at prayer request time, raising her hand and say, pray for my children. You know, when I was a child, I was brought to church. It wasn't a maybe or might. It was get dressed, come with me, we're going to church. And time after time after time, from just a little tyke until years went by, every church service, I thought perhaps the other congregants, the other people in the service, maybe they would get tired of hearing my mother say, pray for my children. But you know what? My mom never got tired of praying for her children. She never stopped praying for her children. And even though I lost my mind and went crazy and backslid for a few years, it was a long time ago, I came a young adult, let's just leave it at that, came back to church at 21. Amen. Fell in love with my high school sweetheart. And this is not part of my notes, but next Sunday, we will be celebrating 40 years of marriage. Whew. Amen. All right, so I got started good. Let's keep going. Amen. I want to see the 50 and 60. Amen. I got more good things to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it takes persistence. My mom was persistent. This neighbor was persistent. Kept on asking. Have you asked God before? Well, maybe you should ask God again. Amen. Praise the Lord. What was the factor that gave this man the courage to repeatedly persistently ask his friend for bread? What allowed him to do that? What was in him that encouraged him to continue to ask? He'd asked and he got turned down, but he asked again and then he kept on asking. What made him think like that? How could he approach his friend at, it had to be past midnight because the friends came at midnight and he went to the friend's neighbor's house after that. So it's late, or you might even say early in the morning. Whew. What made him keep knocking? Keep asking when his friend already said no? I would present to you that the answer is simple. He had hope. He hoped to gain something from his friend. He had hope. The man had hope that he would ultimately prevail and his friend would give him something of bread. He had hope that he would not be turned away empty. Has anybody got hope that you can ask God again? Has anybody got hope that you won't go away empty? I pray God put in us hope to believe in God. Amen. Hope that we have in him. It was hope that caused him to keep asking. It was hope that caused him to keep on knocking. It was hope that caused him to prevail. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. His hope was in his friend. And in knocking, that was, and in knowing that his friend would not turn him away empty-handed. Well, what is hope? What is it? The word hope appears in the Bible a whole bunch of times. You do your Bible, just do the word, it'll tell you 129 times. Over and over again, the word hope is in the Bible. Amen. Pilot George Ilz, whose plane was shot down over Germany in World War II, he said, hope is faith holding out its hand in the dark. Amen. Praise the Lord. An old Irish proverb said, hope is the physician of every misery. Amen. If something's really bad off, don't lose hope. Amen. You better hold on to hope. Praise God. Journalist G.K. Chesterton wrote, hope means expectancy when they are otherwise hopeless. The reformer John Calvin, who lived in the 16th century, he said, the word hope I take for faith. And indeed, hope is nothing else but the consistency of faith. Noted humorist Vern McLellan said, hope is putting faith to work when doubting is easier. You know, there's a whole bunch of doubters in the world. We don't need no more doubters. There's a lot of that going on. But we need hope. Amen. Our world needs hope. Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote in Hebrews 6, verses 18 and 19, said that there are two immutable, let me pause right there, another word you don't use a whole lot nowadays, immutable, fixed, permanent, not subject or susceptible to change. It's not going to change. By two immutable things. In which it was, here's number one, impossible for God to lie. For God to lie is impossible. It just cannot happen. God keeps his word. The word of God is true. Let the word be true and every man a liar. Just because everybody says it doesn't make it true. But if it says it in the word, it is true. The one immutable thing impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fledged for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. You got to lay hold of the hope. Verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of our soul. Both sure and steadfast. It's absolutely positive if God said it. If it's in the Word of God, you know that that's true. You don't have to wonder or surmise, or you don't have to think about it a whole lot. Just believe and have hope in the Word. In other words, Paul said, if there is anything on earth you can have hope in, it is these two unchanging facts. It is impossible for God to lie. And we can lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Amen. Well, what is then that hope that is set before us? 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. We got to have hope in God. Hope that his word is true. Amen. And because of that, we ourselves have to do something in us. We have to turn toward God. We have to take care of us. Nobody can make you serve the Lord. You will either serve the Lord because you want to, or you will not serve the Lord. It's your choice. You get to choose. It is fixed. Not subject to change. Jesus is coming again. Amen. It's absolutely sure. It's it by the word of God. Jesus is coming again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our songbook is full of songs about his coming again. Oh, I want to see him. Anybody want to look upon his face? How good God is. Praise the Lord. Amen. How about this one? In the city where the Lamb is the light, in the city where there cometh no night, I've a mansion over there. When free from toil and care, I am going to where the Lamb is the light. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a great song, but I'm not singing the whole thing. Praise the Lord. How about this one? I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. It's sure. It's not going to change. It's absolutely set. Praise the Lord. How about this one? What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. It's more than just a number of songs. They're more than just hymns in a book. It's talking about the coming of the Lord. It's true. Jesus is coming again. It's not a fairy tale. It's immutable. It's not going to change. Praise the Lord. Jesus is coming again. Another immutable fact is that it is impossible for God to lie. He cannot lie. Will not. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen. Everything is true that's in the Word of God. Every single word. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Amen. You've had an experience with God. Hold on to it. God's given you a word. Hold on to it. You have faith in God. Hold on to it. Don't let the world lie to you. Don't let the world try to take it away. Don't let the things that are in this life consume it. Having hope in the promises of God, I'll tell you, it'll produce a miracle in your life. You just keep believing in what God's promises are, and it will produce a miracle in your life. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, an example here. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. 89 years old, she gets pregnant. 99, she's having a baby. Let me continue to read. And was delivered of a child when she was past age because. The miracle in her life happened because she judged him faithful who had promised. She believed God and she got her miracle. And I want to pause right there for just a minute because I know there's needs in the lives of the people that are sitting here in this church. Amen. And we serve the same God that Sarah served. We serve the same God that Abraham served. We serve the same God of the Old Testament. The New Testament is our God right now today. Sarah's miracle child was a direct result of the precious handmaiden of God's taking hope in the promise of the promise giver. She believed the word of God. Sarah's husband, Abraham, he possessed the same hope. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Who hoped against hope. He was 99 and baby's coming. He's 100 now. A little bit old to have a newborn baby. But it was a promise from God. They didn't let the naysayers get a hold of their thinking. Who hoped against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Amen. Abraham had hope. Somebody say that. Hope. He had hope. He had hope in the face of a medically unattainable promise. Maybe there's somebody here that's got a medical problem. Maybe the doctor gave you a bad report. I'm telling you today, have hope in God. Have hope in the Word. Have hope in the promise giver. Amen. Don't let medical impossibilities bother you. We have a God that gives us hope. Amen. When everything around him pointed to the impossibility, when everyone around him doubted, even his wife Sarah laughed at God, who against hope believed in hope, means that when it appeared that all hope was gone, he held on to his hope in God. Amen. What has God promised you? What has God promised you? Healing in your body. I tell you, in this church, it's become normal. It's become, we expect God to heal people. Now, yes, we've had loved ones pass. And yes, we're still in our flesh. But I tell you, God, over and over and over and over again, God has given us hope that produced a miracle. Amen. God can heal your body. God can save a loved one. Are you praying for your children? Man, I remember my mom. Pray for my children. Thousands of times she had the same prayer request. Pray for my children. You know, it's okay to keep on praying. Amen. Pray for your loved ones. There's people here that have perhaps a financial need. I'll tell you what. Get the tape on the economy of God. Amen. There is hope. I tell you, there is hope. Amen. In God. Amen. There is hope that God will deliver you from a menacing habit that maybe you couldn't deliver yourself from, but God is the deliverer that will take us where we couldn't take ourselves. Amen. We may have been powerless to come out of that pit of sin, but God can pick us up and take us out. Amen. God, have faith in God. What has God promised you? To clear your mind of mental debris? Maybe your smartphone is too smart. You probably don't need everything that comes on that smartphone anyway. You don't need all that mess. It's debris. It'll distract you from the kingdom of God. Amen. Let your mind and your heart have hope in God. Amen. I tell you, it is God's plan. It is His purpose to put our families back together. To strengthen the kingdom of God in families. That's God's plan. God wants to have a daddy in church that worships the Lord. God wants to have a mama in church, amen, that praises God. God wants to have children congregating to go to their class. It's amazing. Whatever God has promised you, I'm preaching to you today that we need to take hope in the promise giver. Not in what I say, because I can't do it for you. But I'm telling you, I know a God. His name is Jesus Christ, that we can have hope in. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the God. Jesus is the God that cannot lie. What God has promised us as a church, He will fulfill. God is going to do it. Because His promises, because of His promises, we come to church expecting a move of God. I expect to feel the presence and the power of God when I worship Him, when I give myself in praise unto Him, when I love and magnify His name, when I lift Him up. Amen. It gives me hope. Because of His promises, we are persistent in the presentation of our requests to God. We got to keep on knocking. We got to keep on asking. Amen. Because of His promises, we can and will press forward in our entreaty, in our request to be made known unto God. I didn't count, but there was a number of people that came up for needs when we had prayer requests. I tell you, it's God's purpose today to meet those needs. Amen. Musicians, come on. I'm going to quit preaching, but the service is not done. The good part is still to come. Oh man, oh man, oh man. There is a power of the Holy Ghost that is here right now. Amen. There is a power and a presence of the Lord that is here to minister, to sustain, to heal, to do according unto His word. In closing, I want you to think. A closing request from me to you. I want you to think about what you are going through right now. I'm going to pause while you think about it. What are you going through right now? Teenager, you're going through something different than dad and mom, but you're going through something. Mom and dad, you need the hand of God upon you to raise your family in this world. Grandpa, like me, I need the hand of God upon me. I need God in my life. Now that you've thought about it for a few seconds, does it seem hopeless? Have hope in God. Do you feel helpless that you're not able to change that thing or to fix that problem? I'll tell you what, you don't have to fix it.
Amen.
Have hope in God. In fact, you can't fix everything. But my God has all power. Amen. Is everyone around you telling you to give up? Have hope in God. Have you been advised to accept the inevitable? Have hope in God. There is a quote by Thomas Edison. You know, he's famous. He was an inventor, invented the light bulb. Big into electricity. They're still trying to electrify our world. But one of his quotes or one of his sayings is, many of life's failures are men who didn't realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Don't give up. Keep your faith in God. I'm not really sure how to close this service, so I'd like you to stand. I'm closing now. And this part is your choice. You can have hope in God, and you can come before Him, and you can be persistently knocking. You can come before the throne of God again with your request today. Or you can just leave. But I'm asking you, would you ask God? You may have asked Him before, but right now in this service, right here today, what you thought about, I'd like you to ask God for help in that thing. Amen. Let me do this. If you're our the Zimmermans, come on up here. And Sister Brown, come on up here. I want to have some people here that are going to pray for people. In fact, if you believe God, if you've been fasting and praying, and I hope you are, we've asked people in our church, come stand right over here. Stand right up here. I want you to come and let us lay hands on you and let's believe God together that hope would be fulfilled in you today. Would you do it? Let's do it. As the musicians play and as they sing, let's pray. Let's seek God. Let's do it right now. You might have asked before. Let's ask God again. Let's have hope. Today, in this service, right now, today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Okay, let's pray.
God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever He will reign. My God is awesome, 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 awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever He will reign. My God is awesome.
Oh, He's awesome.
Awesome. God is awesome. Oh, He is awesome. Yes, awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By His stripes I am healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. Grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Oh, awesome. He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, He's awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, He is awesome. He's awesome. Oh, He's awesome. My God is awesome. He's awesome. 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 My God is awesome,
Savior of the whole world, Giver of salvation,
by His stripes I am healed. My God is awesome, today I am forgiven, grace is why I'm living, praise His holy name. Oh, my God is awesome. Savior of the whole world.
giver of salvation. By his stripes I am healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise his holy name. Oh, my God is awesome. Awesome. Oh, he is awesome. Yes, he's awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, he is awesome. Provider,
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 provider. He is awesome. Yes, he's awesome. Oh, provider,
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 provider.
He is awesome.
My God is awesome. He protects. Protector, he is awesome. Oh, he is awesome. Oh,
Jehovah,
he's awesome. Oh, he's awesome. His name is Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
He's awesome. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, his name is Jesus. Name above all names. Hallelujah. Oh, he is awesome. Our God is awesome. Oh, protector.
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 He's awesome. Our God is awesome. Oh, he's awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. If you have Jesus, you have hope. Amen. If you have Jesus, you have hope. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall lead you and guide you into all truth. Amen. Earlier in the very same chapter, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Then he said, I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He says, right now I'm with you, but I shall be in you. Amen. When you have the Spirit of our Lord inside of you, when you got the Holy Ghost, amen, when you have him down deep on the inside and he overflows in your life and you walk in the Spirit, you do everything you do in the Spirit of God, amen, you can always rest assured, have hope, amen. Just as sure as I'm holding on to anything. Got this phone in my hand. I got this guitar pick in my hand. I got this guitar. Just as sure as I'm holding on to something. Amen. I've got Jesus that I'm holding on to. I've got Jesus that I'm holding on to. If I got Jesus, I have hope. I have hope today. Hallelujah. Amen. I was thinking about Brother Billy and he slipped out. And, you know, Brother Billy, he just lost his wife. She was a member of our church, Fina. Most of you may have not met her. But I was thinking back, you know, Pastor, when you mentioned about God healing people. And I was thinking back that 5 years ago, Fina went into the hospital and she had infections. She had problems in her bloodstream. It just looked terrible. And Billy came to the church one night and he said, we just got to pray for my wife. I don't know. We might lose her. And this was, again, 5 years ago. And he came back. He actually came back the very next day with a text and said, she's being discharged today. They're sending her home because her infection's cleared up. It was just a complete miraculous healing that God did. I mean, she had a blood infection. That takes a while, you know, to get, but God did it in an instant. And then there was several more times where it didn't look good and things were going bad, and God just completely turned it around and miraculously healed different people in the church. But Fina was a testimony of the miraculous power of God. She's now passed away, and we grieve for the family, we grieve and all of that. But I want to let that be a testimony to her family, testimony to the people that knew her, that God was a miracle working God in her life, and God allowed Billy to take care of her for all those years that she was there with him. Amen. So even in death, God has a plan. Amen. Even in all of that, God has a plan. Amen. And he will receive the glory. Amen. But we just got to keep trusting and hoping in him. Amen. Can we lift up our hands one more time? Lift up our voices to God and say, thank you, Jesus, for hope, God. Thank you for what I have in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I believe in hope, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we clap our hands to the Lord? Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've got prayer tomorrow night, 7 p.m. We've got a Bible class for you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. right here at the church. Wednesday night, we have a worship, we call it our midweek Bible study. We have a worship service there. Please endeavor to make it here. Amen. And be with us in all the things that we're doing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.